Welcome to HBR. My name is Sven, and this is my very first podcast. So, a disclaimer up front, maybe. I'm not in the studio or anything. Cats are wandering around here, a lot of wind outside, so you could have some background noises. Sorry for that, guys. Bear with me. So, the subject. I would like to talk to you about my first steps into data recovery. It's not much, but at least it gives you guys a head start and saves you some Googling. So the other day, a friend of mine dropped in with a broken laptop and a broken disk in it, obviously, with one big question: if I could recover some data and, well, most notably her pictures from the trashed disk. I never attempted something like that before, but, well, she had nothing at that point, so what was worse than nothing? Nothing, right? So I started Googling to find some procedure on how to proceed. I stumbled upon Parted Magic, DD Rescue, and PhotoRec. I'm sure there are plenty of tools to choose from, but, well, this is what I used. If you guys have some knowledge about other stuff, please let me know, with all your other greatly appreciated feedback, of course. But I'm ahead of things, so recovery. The first thing you want to do is get as much data from your broken disk as possible, and, well, as quickly as you can, of course. For that, we're going to use DD Rescue. It's like the ordinary DD, but it's more resilient when it comes to reading errors. It also has some fancy switches to, well, to tackle all of that. Direct access, so disabling the cache. You can read in different directions. It automatically scales down the block size when it encounters problems. Fancy stuff. You can interrupt DD Rescue and resume at some other time, because when it processes, it writes a log file in the meantime along with the image. So it knows exactly where it stopped if you choose to interrupt it, and you can just resume it where it left off. I took a peek on their website and chose to do the recovery in two steps, or, well, to get an image in two steps, that is. First, a quick sweep, in fact, with as target all the good blocks. So you start with getting as much good data out of it as possible. Then a second sweep, which is going to search for recoverable data in the bad sectors. After that, you have a nice looking image, or at least on the outside, that is. And from then on, you can unleash all these fancy tools to get your data or your files out of it. Beware that it takes a lot of time to get the image. Well, depending on how much damage you have to bypass, of course, or, well, you have to find your way through, that is. In my particular case, it took 2.5 weeks to complete the second pass. But you can, of course, always interrupt the process before you completely finish and have a look already. Just make sure that you have a lot of disk space so you can make a copy of your image first, so you always have a backup when something goes wrong, when you're fiddling around with all kinds of utilities in an attempt to get your data out. In my particular case, I could already stop and call it a day, because I was already able to mount the disk, or, well, the image, that is, without serious problems. It was not a clean mount, but I could mount it so I could get the pictures out of it, or, well, at least most of them. At that point, my friend was already very, very happy with the results, but, well, I wanted to continue some more and have a go with PhotoRec. It's short for photo recovery, and the neat thing about this is that it doesn't need an actual file system. It can work on severely damaged file systems, or, well, unmountable file systems, because it goes looking for the file signatures in the data. It doesn't care about NTFS or extended whatever. It just goes through the data stream and tries to locate the files. PhotoRec, so it points to pictures, but don't worry, it also recovers other files like Word documents, for example, but there are a lot of file types it recognizes. So if you want something recovered, go and have a look. It could be in there as well. So two simple tools and you already have a lot of data back. Or well, maybe not simple tools, but easy to use, that's for sure. So why this parted magic? It's just that I wasn't really willing to give up my machine for the recovery for days, weeks. Well, I didn't know up front, of course. So no, I figured I used this broken laptop to recover its own data. That's where a live distro, like Parted Magic, is really nice. All the tools included, and you just boot it up with standard options. It loads everything into RAM, so you get yourself a really quiet system, which can just sit in a corner. And, well, you just wait, so that's what I did. So that's it. You take yourself a broken disk, a lot of time, a lot of disk space, and some good tools like PhotoRec, file system checkers, or whatever might cross your path. So thanks for listening. Maybe until next time, who knows? I'll put some links in the show notes, and feedback is of course greatly appreciated. Send it to sven@noblanks.org. See you, bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.